This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. With social media, we've all been given platforms where we can share information, suggestions, and even recommendations. But how can we utilize these platforms to become key opinion leaders? And what role do key opinion leaders play in today's ultra-connected society? Founder and CEO of Modern KOL, Jerry Hung, is on the line with me to tell us about the idea of the KOL Academy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Christine, for having me. And of course, thanks a lot on BFM as well. Right, so my name is Jerry. So I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Modern KOL. Right, so basically what we do, we actually train KOL, which means a key opinion leader. And also we actually incubate, and also we actually create a platform for them to actually make money as well. So we started since 2019. And then in the past 2 years, we actually managed to train more than 2,000 KOL. And then the youngest we have is actually 8 years old. The eldest that we have is actually 8 years old right now.
Before we get into how the academy works, what sparked your interest in trying to shape key opinion leaders?
Okay, it's a very good question. So maybe a little bit about my background. Mm-hmm. Before I started Modern KOL, right, I actually co-founded two health tech companies since 2014. So one of them is actually GetDoc, and the one is actually called Health Metrics. So I started Modern KOL in 2019. So the whole intention behind is actually just wanted to, you know, share what I do and then what am I good at to the young generation as per se. Those that are actually born after 90 or 2000, right? I think they are lacking the correct platform, the correct skill set. And I think the most important thing is actually the correct mindset. So I think this is why we actually started Modern KOL, to actually, you know, give them the correct perspective and to train them as well.
Right. So how does your experience with health tech tie into training the next generation of KOLs?
Okay, so basically my expertise, my background is actually more towards on branding, you know, how to brand myself, how to brand my companies, and also how to market myself, and also how to market my companies, right? So basically when I actually started Modern, it's not only actually myself, so I actually started together with another co-founder, with another two co-founders. So my expertise will be actually more towards on branding and marketing. So these are the knowledge and the skill sets. I've been there, I did that. So these are the skill sets and also the experience that I actually wanted to empower to the younger generations.
Right. Okay, so now I want us to clear up a bit of a misconception. I think there are two terms that will get thrown around and conflated together, but they're not the same thing. So can you tell us a little bit about the difference between what a key opinion leader is and what an influencer is?
Hey, this is a very, very good question. You know, I always tell people, you know, KOL is actually not influencer. When people talk about influencers, right, the very, very first perceptions that, you know, people would think of is actually you have to be beauty, you have to be young, you have to be handsome. Okay, but for KOL, right, it doesn't actually limit by their age and also appearances. I think two factors is actually very, very important, right? So first of all, KOL stands for key opinion leader, right? So mm-hmm. they are actually very, very experienced and also knowledgeable in their own respective area, you know, expertise, right? So there are some things that they are really good at. They can actually empower, they can actually add value to others. So I think this is one of the very, very important factors. And secondly, right, is actually their skill sets that they can actually add values and also empower others, right, through, you know, content creations, you know, be it like copywriting, video shooting, editing, and also live streaming. You know, as compared to influencer, maybe all they have to do is actually to take a very beautiful, handsome photos, right? But for KOL, they need to actually have the knowledge and also experience that they can actually add values and also empower others.
I see. Interesting. So that's kind of the difference between KOLs and influencers, right? But why are key opinion leaders important in today's society?
Okay. You know, for Moderns, right, our position is actually very clear that we are here to train, you know, a major KOL that actually just get started. Okay. But again, not to be a no matter you're a major KOL that wanted to get started or, you know, you're a very established KOL, right? I think one of the very, very important factors is actually you really have, you know, the knowledge and also the experience that you can actually add values to others, right? So I think this is a very, very important thing to actually take note and also to kickstart with.
I see. All right. Okay, so what makes a good key opinion leader?
I will still go back to, you know, the things that they can actually add values, right? So the knowledge that they can actually add values and empower others. Let me give you an example in the sense that today, you know, even a normal lady, you know, they might be, you know, at their mid 30 or 40s, but mm-hmm. they are really good at, you know, cooking. So in order, what do I mean by, you know, empowering and also add values to others, right? You know, they can actually, through copywriting, so through videos or even live streaming, right? You know, throughout all the channels that they can actually produce the contents that, you know, they can teach people, you know, how to cook a very lovely and also nice food, you know, can be, I don't know, Hokkien food, you know, Hainanese food, you know, whatever foods that they are really good at.
Right.
So I think this is one of the angles that, you know, they can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in that case, right, you know, these are people who essentially have to be experts in their fields. But you did mention that you have, for example, KOLs at the academy who are quite young, right? So, I mean, to what extent can someone who is like 8 years old be like an expert in their field? I'm very curious to learn about that.
Yes. So when I say the expertise into their own fields, right, can be those that something they are really passionate about. You know, can be their hobby. So let me give you examples. You know, the idiot souls that we actually used to train before, right? So this young little girls, she actually loves to cook, and she has been actually producing cooking videos, I think, since I can't really remember. It's actually since 7 years old.
Right.
Right. So all the videos that she created, right, is all about cooking. And then when growing up, I think this is the directions that she wanted to pursue. Right. So this is actually one of the example. And secondly, second example that I can actually give, right. So one of the channels that we actually produce in-house is actually this two lovely daughter of, you know, one of our KOL. So what we do is actually these two daughters, right, I mean, they are actually very, very interested into all these toys. And also especially be it, those are scientific toys. So we actually created a channels and videos, right, for them to actually explain the toys and also especially those are, you know, scientific toys that they actually play, and then they share, and then they actually showcase, and then they actually teach people how to do it as well.
I see. All right. So essentially, in terms of like the age range of a KOL, you know, there's such a wide variety of topics that you can be an expert in. And so that's kind of why that doesn't really seem to matter in the scheme of things, right?
Yes, that's right.
Very interesting. Okay, so tell me a little bit about how you train someone to become a key opinion leader. What exactly do you teach people?
So our signature courses, right, basically it's actually 2 days, right? So the very first things that, you know, definitely we actually share with them, right, is actually for them to discover their own very unique personal characters that actually tie to their personal brandings and also actually tie to, you know, what they are good at and then what they can actually add value to others, right? So it's actually started from there, right? So after that, you know, we, in our courses, we also teach them, you know, the structure of copywriting, how they can actually, what they can write, or know how they can write, rather, actually capture the attention of others, you know, then, so this is actually copywriting. Then we move forward to even design. We do actually cover design. Even you're not a professional designer, but by leveraging on online tools, right, you know, and the best offer is actually free, you can actually design a very simple poster, you know, or you know, even thumbnail for your videos and so forth, right? So we cover from personal brandings, copywriting, design, and also we actually teach them how to shoot and edit video by just using mobile phone, right? You know, previously, you know, people think, oh, wow, shooting videos and also editing videos is actually something very, very complicated. You know, I need to go through the college, I need to go through, you know, but nowadays, right, it's actually very, very convenient, you know, especially we are living in 5G era and mobile phones actually kind of like a necessity for every one of us, right? So we also teach them that, you know, how to shoot and edit videos by just using mobile phone. And last but not least, we also teach them to do a live streaming by just using mobile phone, right? So for them to express themselves, you know, again, it goes back to for them to express the valuable content of theirs to actually add values and also empower others.
I see. Creating their personal brand, what would be the first steps for someone to create their personal brand?
Understanding their past.
Okay, so for example?
So basically, we actually will ask them a few questions that, you know, what have they done, you know, in the past? You know, what are the things that they are really passionate about? What are the things that they are good at, right? So basically, there are a few questions that we actually throw to them for them to actually answer and then for them to actually write it down. Basically, they involve a lot of like Q&A and also storytelling.
So what are some of the questions that you would ask?
So basically, the very first questions that we ask is actually, what are the things that you are passionate about? You know, the things that you would do, you know, at your free time.
I see. Okay. So essentially, you start with interests, and then that will lead to what they could potentially be an expert in. So then that's sort of how you start to put together the pieces of what this person could bring, right?
Exactly. This is only the very first questions. Then mm-hmm. the second questions will ask them, you know, so what are the things that you're doing right now? So the things that you're doing right now might be actually related to the things that you're passionate about and might not be, right? So, and then this will be second questions. And then the questions that we will ask is actually, so if I say today you have the chance, money is not a problem, right? What are the things that you plan to do to actually add values to empower others?
Got it. Very interesting. Now we're going to take a short break for some messages right now, but after the break, I will continue speaking to Jerry all about modern KOL. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is the founder and CEO of Modern KOL, Jerry Hung, which is essentially an academy for key opinion leaders. It was founded in 2019, and they train people to become key opinion leaders professionally, with people ranging from the age of 8 to 80. So earlier we were talking before the break about what sparked Jerry's interest in wanting to train the next generation of KOLs. But now I want to talk a little bit about your space, because essentially you have the KOL Hub, right? Tell me a little bit about that, you know, where it is and what some of the features are of this area.
So basically, our hub is actually situated right inside a shopping mall, which is actually Atria Mall, right? So actually third floor at Atria Mall. So I think the reasons why we're setting up a KOL Hub right inside the mall, right? There's actually two reasons of that. I think we are proud to say that modern hub inside Atria Mall. So basically, the whole intention we are doing that, first of all, is actually a hub that we are using for our own training, right? You know, before we actually setting this up inside the mall itself, right? Basically, we actually rented spaces like co-working spaces. You know, we used to work with our property developers to actually conduct our training as well. So one of the very first, objective that we are having our hubs actually for training purposes, right? And inside, we do actually have, six live training studios. We actually have a podcast studio. We actually have a recording studio. We actually have a shooting studio. So basically, it's actually, you know, a space that actually allow the KOL to create content, to come here to have fun, you know, and create content, right? So this is actually one of the intention. The reasons why actually setting inside a shopping mall, right, is because of, you know, so we actually started way before MCO, right? Even, you know, in 2019 itself, we actually believe that, you know, KOL, you know, will actually create a lot of values for offline businesses, right? So one of the reasons that we're inside the mall itself, because basically we actually powered a lot of their live streaming and also video shooting for most of the merchants in Atria Mall, right? So I'm referring to, you know, we are creating the online traffic, and then we actually connect to their offline footfall.
Right, I see. And so I understand in regards to the KOL Hub as well, you guys have so many resources available, right? You've got green screens, live streaming equipment, recording equipment, podcast recording equipment as well. I mean, tell me a little bit about why it's so important to have this variety of resources and equipment to create like this sort of content.
So I think first of all, different KOL will actually have a different content they wanted to create and publish on a different platform. So some of them might actually prefer to do video format, right? So that's why we actually have shooting equipment with all the lightings and so on and so forth. And some of the KOL, they actually prefer, you know, to do live streaming. So hence, we actually have that as well. And then green screen, literally, we actually set that up during the MCO. So to actually welcoming those KOL and also brands, right? You know, because they can actually do offline event. So they can actually utilize our spaces and also our equipment, right, to do product launching, you know, to do even like live selling as well, you know, to do event also in our hub itself.
I see. All right. So there's obviously a lot of benefits, right, of joining this academy for the people who are with you. They get to be able to grow their personal brand. They get to learn new skills like copywriting, audio editing, video editing, how to film, and they're able to kind of create a lifestyle for themselves, hopefully, with their influence that, you know, they'll be able to support themselves individually. But here is where I'm curious. What is the benefit for you? For example, how do you make your revenue?
Basically, for us, we're actually making revenue through multiple avenue, right? So first of all, we do actually charge for our courses. If, let's say, it's a public courses, right? So we do actually make money from the courses as well. So this is one of the avenues that how we make money. And secondly, we do actually have in-house production teams that we able to provide our video services to brands and also merchant as well. Right. So we do offer, you know, video services, as I mentioned just now. So we do actually offer live streaming services and also copywriting services, digital marketing services. So this is how we also kind of like, you know, connecting all the jobs, right, to the KOLs that we train as well. So as I mentioned before, I think for modern side, right, we don't actually train them, you know, in terms of like the theory and also the practical skill sets. We also actually create a platform for them to make money as well. So how do we actually do that? It's actually, you know, when we connect the job to them, then this is where we kind of like revenue share the whole project.
Right. So essentially, you do take a percentage or an amount from the revenue that these particular key opinion leaders make.
Yes, correct.
I see. Now, okay, another part of modern KOL that is really fascinating is you have a partnership with Segi College. So tell me a little bit about how that came about and why that's important.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, I think this is something that you don't get us very, very excited as well. So this year, academic colleges and school actually started to actually reach out to us. So they actually wanted to license and also carry our courses, right, for their students. Right. So the very first projects they're working on is actually with Segi College. So for those students or for those you know, publics that actually attend our courses, right, they'll be able to actually get the certificate endorsed by Segi College of Subang Jaya. Right. So I think this is something very, very exciting because, you know, colleges and academics started to aware the things that we teach definitely will add values. And also for those that actually, for those participants, right, I think, you know, with a cert that actually endorsed by Segi College will be something more valuable as compared to, you know, no cert or the certs they only offer by modern KOL itself.
I see. All right. Yeah. And, you know, I have to ask the question, right, because everyone has been affected by the pandemic in some way, shape or form. How did modern KOL fare throughout the past year?
Very interesting questions. I think we are lucky in the sense that one of the things that we did correctly since 2019 is actually when a lot of people are still focusing offline, right? We already actually started to actually teach people to go online, you know, tell people how important it is to actually brand yourself, you know, to create, you know, online footage, be it using videos or live streaming, right? So last year, I think we focused a lot on online activities. So we actually bring our educations instead of like offline, we're actually doing it online. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then for brand, we do actually get affected because we can't actually do offline brand visits. You know, we can't do offline shooting. But again, a lot of brands actually do engage us and also our KOL to do live streaming, you know, live selling, you know, on a different platform, you know, from Facebook, Lazada, you know, Taobao and Shopee as well. Right. And also we are kind of like, you know, happy to see that, you know, those brands that actually engage a session of local, they are all the way from, you know, Australia, China and Hong Kong. And then they're actually leveraging on our Malaysian KOL to do live selling for them.
I see. Now, I do want to go back a little bit to sort of the conceptual discussion that we were having about key opinion leaders as well. Is it your opinion that anyone can be a key opinion leader?
Everyone can be a key opinion leader, but they need to actually be expertise in their area and also niches. I think one of the things that we see, as I say, no, KOL is actually very, very different as compared to influencer, right? So a lot of influencer, they are the group of people that actually know how to create content and how to actually expose themselves, you know, especially under this era. Okay. But the best KOL, right, is actually those that actually born, you know, in 60s, 70s, 80s, like me, I'm born in 80s, right? Okay. So the reasons why I actually always pitch, you know, telling people, you know, this group of people is actually the best KOL because these are the people that they actually have experience, they actually have knowledge. But the only things that they're like lacking behind, right, is actually, you know, the skill sets or maybe the guts for them to actually express themselves online. So this is where, this is why we are here today, right? So, you know, from our, you know, from my previous venture, I actually deal with a lot of like doctors, and there's always a good doctors, but, you know, sadly to say that these good doctors, right, when you actually try to search them online, right, you hardly find anything about them.
Right.
Yeah. So I think one of the things that modern, you know, wanted to do here, when we talk about KOL, it actually doesn't limit to those are youngster. Again, as I mentioned, because we are not here to train influencer, right? So it doesn't limit to those that, you know, you have to be good looking and you have to be young. You know, 60, 70, 80, you know, welcome to find us, right? Telling us, you know, how good you are, you know, then let us, you know, help you to actually brand yourself and because you're good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as a child of the 90s myself, I will say that, you know, it's always good to listen to, you know, your predecessors for advice, and definitely that would make a very good key opinion leader. I think also one thing that you brought up that was really interesting to me is the fact that you can be an expert in your field, you know, to the highest degree, but if you don't have a presence, you know, it's very difficult for you to share that knowledge with people. And that, I think, is what separates a key opinion leader from both, you know, that bracket of just an influencer or just an expert. It's that ability to grow your presence online especially, but also offline, you know, where possible as well.
Yes, and to actually add one note on that, right, we started to actually realize that, you know, those people, they are not really good in their own expertise, but maybe they are really good in, you know, branding themselves and also making themselves like exposed in the internet. Mm. But in terms of like skill set, they are maybe not that good. And because they are so good in actually marketing themselves, right, people actually go to them. And sadly, for those that are really good, because they don't know how to expose themselves, and, you know, so the customers or the consumer actually goes to the bad people.
Right, I see. So there's definitely got to be a balance, right? You have to have the knowledge, but you also have to have the presence, and there's got to be a balance of both. And there are definitely people out there who lean one direction or the other more, but definitely that's kind of what you guys are there for, right?
Yes.
I see. So final question for you, Jerry. What are the plans for the future of Modern KOL?
Our mission is still will still be the same, you know, as, you know, how we started since 2019. So we wanted to actually train, groom, empower more people with knowledge and also experience, you know, with really good people, right? You know, help them to equip, you know, themselves with the necessary skill sets, you know, expose themselves, you know, to let more people know about them, and then to train them to become a good and also professional KOL, right? You know, despite whether they've done it before or not, doesn't matter. But again, as I mentioned, very, very important thing is actually they are the dormant experts into their own respective areas.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jerry, for speaking to me today all about Modern KOL.
Thanks for having me, Christine.
You've been listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and I've been speaking to Jerry Hung, the founder and CEO of Modern KOL. If you've missed any of today's conversation, you can head over to our app. That's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. And you can also listen to us on our website, bfm.my. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.